The sound of construction echoes across many parts of Buffalo. Case in point, the Solar City Project. Many people talk about Buffalo's renaissance, but others look around their neighborhood and ask, where's our revival? Take the East Delvin Grider neighborhood. Meet Reverend Jeff Carter of Ephesus Ministries. He's been active on the East Side for more than three decades and has witnessed its decline firsthand.
The neighborhood is a neighborhood that has seen better days. It was a neighborhood that once was vibrant. It was vibrant with business. And then the neighborhood saw, as many other neighborhoods in Buffalo, a great bit of decline.
Pastor William Gillison of Mount Olive Baptist Church believes the problem is clear. There simply has not been reinvestment in some city neighborhoods.
And I've been here long enough in this particular community to see it deteriorate from what it once was. And I attribute much of that to the lack of reinvestment back into the community.
While Gillison acknowledges Buffalo is showing some signs of economic revival, he says the inner city continues to be neglected.
I'm very proud of what's happening in the city of Buffalo and to see Buffalo grow like it has. But it's almost like taking an apple and polishing the apple to the degree where everybody looks at it and talks about how beautiful it is. And then you cut into it, and then the core is rotten.
Still, neighborhood revivals aren't only about building things. They also rely on good transportation so people can get jobs elsewhere. In Carter's view, poor transportation can fuel crime.
So somewhat being limited to their own neighborhood, not being able to have productive jobs that's going to bring in an income that not only is going to help with their families but enhance their lives, very often they've sought other means.
The most notorious gang in the neighborhood was the Shuley Street Boys drug gang. Many members have been sent to prison. Mayor Byron Brown insists the police department has a tough yet smart approach to crime.
Well, you have to stay with it consistently. We never take our eyes off focusing on reducing crime in the city of Buffalo, and I'm very pleased to report that every year the major categories of crime have declined.
And even as some neighborhoods struggle with crime and high unemployment, Carter sees signs that some Eastside neighborhoods are poised to make a comeback. Plans are underway to create a manufacturing hub along Northland Avenue. Still, Carter wants residents to have a louder voice in decisions being made in their neighborhood.
Some of the challenges that I personally see with some of that planning, however, is that it's a lot of the planning is being done by people who don't live in the community, people who don't understand the community.
Many believe more strides must also be made to combat racism. Buffalo is often described as one of the nation's most segregated cities. Donald Brown lives in the East Delvin Grider neighborhood.
What makes this country so great is our diversity. And I'm not African, I'm American. Until we stop separating races, we all going to have the same problem.
But many are hoping the development boom occurring in some parts of Buffalo will help ease problems that still plague many neighborhoods. At least that's what they're hoping. In Donald Brown's words, if you got a dream, you don't let nobody stop it. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.